in het begin.
Oh, ja, ik had het gezien.
Ja, well, that's just sign.
Okay.
I've made a presentation.
Right.
But I'll open it on the smart board so we can all see it. So it's in the project documents because that's what we can find here. Well, prachtig. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So, I'm the project manager, so I had to fill it in. Well, we have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening, and then we'll meet each other. What we already do, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here, so that we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So this is the opening. We'll we have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So we want it to be original, so a nice new design, trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern and friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to be, have the right buttons on the right place, those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we'll do some individual work, get meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. The rest also works the same. So when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you'll have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just I want to. Of course, it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try to write on the big white one.
Yes,
that will work.
Eraser. Okay. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. We can, you can save a file. So if we draw, we have to save everything. Don't throw anything away. Mm-hmm. We can start a new one. And we just go on and don't throw anything. We just let them all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish, you have to write. It's not as fast as you you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint. So,
it's gone. Alright, yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a more... a smart board, so that's fantastic. Well, this speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So we all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So I'm going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice beast, but I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. Oh.
I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal. I just said it's not my idea, but I'm bragging.
Officially, this is my idea.
I understand.
We're kind of losing time, though.
What?
We're losing time.
The first meeting is just a bit loose, loosen up. But meeting each other and I hope our industrial designer does this better because this is
don't count on.
No. So a few lyrics.
Guess?
yes.
Your hippo.
Well, I should take it in, but now
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
I don't think so.
Well, oh, I know.
Well, what is it?
I don't know how to call it.
Yeah!
Hedgehog.
Difficult English word. I didn't know it myself either.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful.
Those kind of things. So, we can we're
going back, and now our initial design can draw its most favorite
design.
Animal.
Thank you.
Chief, I'm the industrial design.
Oh, what's marketing design.
I think it resembles the animal drawn by Dick Brunner.
It's Nigel.
Nigel, what kind of animal is that then?
I think, can I say?
Yeah, sure.
It
starts with bread.
It's a rat. Well, looks very nice, right?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
I want to erase it.
No. Save it and start a new. Save it.
Yep.
And start a new black. Black
very
document.
Important documents, of course.
Yeah, well, we have to save everything. So
right.
Now, next one.
Going
and then save it and start a new document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different pen wipes, the line, the bigness.
Right.
So, you should try it, but.
I should have made mine white, correct.
Well, you could have, but.
He deliberately
it's
draws an animal we don't know the English word for.
What the?
It looks like an.
Just a duck.
Looks like a beast from Sesame Street.
Dino.
Yes.
Big Bird.
It's
you're
the
standing
plane.
In front of
it's
it. Like
is the plane?
Right. That's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw a.
Do we have
circles
to,
that easy? Yeah.
You have to push harder.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just a bit childish, a bit.
Do we have?
Really
do we have to name a specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well let's save the document and then that. And then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will choose a new color and a new. Pen white. So
why
you
do I
see it?
Do the difficult task?
No. Well, first.
Yeah. It's all
and then you go to format, I think.
current
and
form.
Current color. And I knew, you choose
I
a
like
new color.
they don't have pink.
And a new pen white. Also format. It's not like in paint.
Huh?
Line white. And you can choose.
Line
nice
width.
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 50. And I can draw?
Yeah. So, just the way, that's the way it works.
It's quite easy.
It's a pussy cat.
I'm a pussy.
Well, the line width is too thick, but. No.
Well, then you change it. And erase things.
What?
big.
It smiles nicely.
Super big.
Now I have to change lamp. One.
So.
These are the whiskers, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Well, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
Nah, it looks great.
Meow.
Well,
if this isn't obvious.
Well.
Just save it.
Yeah,
I'll save it.
alright, save.
And start a new blank document.
Here, blank.
Yep. So, that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well, I feel comfortable
well
now.
Thanks,
it's terrific.
Yeah.
I feel room spirit.
Yeah, that's it.
We're one big happy family now.
Well, then the serious stuff. We want to set it at 25 euros internationally. So we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but 25 euros. Our profit aim is worldwide 50 million euros. So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at 12.5 euros. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right,
and marketing research. Now then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down. I guess presentation can wait. You can take notes. And well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to prepare anything about it.
No,
I did. It's not my turn to talk about the experience with current remote controls.
Well, just we're at four. If
I
we give you just one.
It's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors.
Yeah.
Get good points, try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Hey.
On our corporate site, I saw a new DVD player we're going to produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and your DVD player for the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe. Because we want to settle for 50 million.
Yes, 50 million is our aim to profit. So
a lot of people have to be able to use it.
The buttons have to have international recognizable buttons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and every culture and people in every country can recognize.
I'll make notes and then I'll put it in the project folder when I'm done.
We should not add too many buttons.
That's right. You don't use the half of them. That's culture international.
Now you could make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and maybe other buttons multifunctional or something.
Yes, it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And maybe we even have more than just a DVD player. Don't we have other?
We should make it compatible.
We also just released a TFT.
It's kind of standard in television.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remote already have some experience with remotes, so we can keep
most people doing that.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but we can.
It's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to.
Except if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah, we need to keep it consistent with other DVDs.
Yeah. because we look at competitors and if we pick up the good things about that and give the nice design.
Yeah, but it's
that's
for the
different
user
at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use another form or shape or color.
Yeah, and the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing,
yeah.
Where you can make it triangle shaped. That's not very recognizable.
More oval or something.
Oval.
Yeah. We can use it as a game pad. One hand has the beer,
yeah,
the other hand.
Right.
No, the young people want something different.
Well,
yeah,
we already, one of our aims is that it has to be original and trendy.
It has to be
so.
Yeah, but you still have to know it's remote, nothing.
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We can imagine because it's a long time on the market. So
yeah.
the form will have been tested out. So
yeah, so the long box shaped thing must be beautiful.
Yes.
Or
well,
else it would have been.
For me personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just in a square middle, I don't like to use them. I it has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have, and then the button
yeah,
that I use most has to be here.
Long box shape. Yeah, you have to.
It fits your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't
need
the long box shape.
Why not? It has to be custom made for the hand.
Yeah,
it doesn't fit. Those new DVD players on the market,
you
have those.
Like you can make another shape, but then you have.
No, if you look at the new Philips, they with the
players, yes.
The new remotes aren't box shaped.
No.
That's all old fashioned. Yeah.
What do you suggest
them? Well, most of them are somewhat thicker at the end. And
yeah, right.
But thinner
it's
towards
your
the other end.
Yeah. But it's still then the long box, but then with
yeah,
round. Round forms,
it has that shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, yeah, all right, but
that's
it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has
yeah,
a round form, but in the end, it's still a box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No, I don't mean an entire box like square, but also with round edges, of course. But
yeah.
in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah, it should be
box shape with. Convenient round shapes.
Right, maybe something like this, or
yeah,
and then
a
button here
to
switch between different systems, like DVD player, and so you can.
A big recognizable button on top of something.
Yeah, right, and I do think we have to keep this kind of a there.
Yeah.
With the numbers. And
we have 5 minutes left, so.
The button should also be not too small, not too big for us.
Yes.
Not too close.
But it should be
to
possible to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
So there has to be some space between buttons.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. To have icons to explain the different functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe you should use cards.
Oh
yeah. I think maybe we can just like on cell phones those.
Yeah.
You can put on them.
So
you can customize your own remote with different colors or special paint job.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials.
Well,
it's just about the first ideas now. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials and markets. Etc. Yes.
Already thought about something that it's important to notate all the decisions that.
Yes.
So.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is about what we're going to do. You'll get specific instructions when you're back in your room.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's logical, I think.
No problem.
Oh, and then that's all. So we'll just get a notice at the meeting is over.
Now we
yeah.
can still talk about the materials.
Yes.
We have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber, I think. shouldn't be too
Yeah.
messy.
Well, I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not
yeah,
be loose.
And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to
yeah.
to connect things.
Is there a universal universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions? It's all about.
Yeah, I think so. It's
it's not that
it's
in China. It's
a standard
different.
Wave.
Yeah.
No, infrared beam is an infrared beam.
Yeah.
So.
But you can have, of course, different between DVDs and televisions.
It's
and
we make a universal remote, so
yeah.
it has to work with all
yeah.
kinds of brands.
Without TVs, it wasn't made in China. And that sort of thing.
Probably, yeah. China rules.
And the user presses a button and with an infrared beam, but the signals are reaching that according to you, that's pretty obvious.
Are we going with the front frontiers idea?
Well, I think we can
I
look into that in the next
universal.
Yeah.
And you can always use a front on it.
Yeah.
You can use the display.
Yes.
But you couldn't.
Well, just you get a normal front with it, but you
yeah.
can change them
right.
When you buy them.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So
yeah, make a profit with them, and it's the way to make it.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra effort, like for us.
Yeah,
but the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah,
simple color,
yeah.
not very flashy.
Well, it has
color
to it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver, we'll make them black and silver. So
standard.
The people often don't like bright colors or something.
Yeah.
You have to make it gray. No, young people.
Yeah, but then you can use from.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But that's marketing research.
Yeah,
you can ask.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yes. Well, our user interface. You can maybe I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Yeah, also
like
the look and feel of the
yeah.
remote is also my
What's the role of the website?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
You went to the company website.
Well,
yeah,
it's
just
if
it's
you
start up your internet.
Finish meeting now! Oh, alright.
Well, we're going to back
next meeting is
in 30 minutes,
but I think you will be bored.
To
get over here, I'll have to restore
my desktop. Because it's half of the normal size.
All right. Oh.